Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 72, Trying to Pursue Many Different Directions at Once and Get Specific by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's going on, old friends? This is OLD, which stands for Optimal Living Daily. I'm Justin Mollick, and I created this podcast as a revolution in the way we consume internet content. It's a big vision, but a real one. And it's Sivers Sunday again. I'm bringing you 2 short posts from him that relate a bit. But before we get into it, have you subscribed to this podcast yet? And if not, and you like the premise of this show, then I'd love it if you do subscribe so you can get new episodes sent to you every day and make the show part of your routine so that you can start optimizing your life. And that's all I have for this intro. So let's get to these 2 posts for Sivers Sunday and start optimizing your life. Trying to Pursue Many Different Directions at Once by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. Trying to pursue many different directions at once but not making progress? Frustrated that the world wants you to pick one thing because you want to do them all? The problem is you're thinking short term, acting as if you don't do them all this week, they won't happen. The solution is to think long term. Do just one for a few years, then another for a few years, then another. You may have heard this story. Buridan's donkey is standing halfway between a pile of hay and a bucket of water. It keeps looking left and right, trying to decide between hay and water. Unable to decide, it eventually falls over and dies of hunger and thirst. A donkey can't think of the future. If he could, he'd clearly realize that he could first drink the water, then go eat the hay. Don't be a donkey. You can do everything you want to do. You just need foresight and patience. If you're 25 now and have 7 different directions you want to pursue, then you can do each one for 10 years and have done all of them by the time you're 95. Safe to assume that by the year 2081, it won't be unusual to live to 95. It seems ridiculous to plan to age 95 when you're 25, right? But it's a fact that it's probably coming, so you might as well take advantage of it. Then you can fully focus on one direction at a time without feeling conflicted or distracted because you know you'll get to the others. We've all done this on a small scale. When something is urgent and needs to be done that day, you really focus. You get distracting thoughts for a minute, quote, wow, it'd be nice to go watch a movie now, unquote. But you put it out of your mind because you know if you just focus on this one thing now, you can get it done and do the other stuff afterwards. So expand that into months or years. Focus on one at a time, knowing you can do the other stuff afterwards. Most people overestimate what they can do in 1 year and underestimate what they can do in 10 years. Think long term. Use the future. Don't be short-sighted. Don't be a donkey. Get Specific by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. One of the most common things I hear my musician friends say is, we're looking for a booking agent, or manager, label, promoter. I reply, who? They say, what? Which booking agent are you looking for? What's their name? But we don't know. How do you expect to find someone if you don't even know their name? It's not hard to find the answer to anything. What venue do you want to play? Contact them and ask which booking agents they use. What band do you want to emulate? Contact them and ask who their booking agent is. Once you find the person's name, voila, you're no longer looking for a booking agent. You found them, and it only took a few minutes. Yes, I'm being a smartass, but trying to help. Whenever you find you're aiming for something you haven't defined, get specific. It's amazing how that one step turns goals from impossible into easy. Examples. Quote, we're looking for a manager, agent, promoter, person, unquote. Who? Do 10 minutes of research and turn it into a name. Even one name to start, just to convert it from vague to specific. Quote, how can I get my music out there? Unquote. Where? Where should it be? Radio? What station? Contact them to ask their favorite promoters. A TV show? Which one? Check the site to find out who chooses the music for that show. Quote, I need someone to help me. Unquote. Do what? Start by naming just one thing you need help with, and as if you were hiring an assistant to do it, describe exactly what they would need to do. This applies to many things. I was working with a programming teacher to be a great Ruby programmer. When I first contacted him, he said, what does great mean to you? How will you know you're great? He made me get really specific. For me, it was, I will go through these four Ruby books and be able to write programs like the examples. I'll know how to do anything I need to do off the top of my head without looking it up first. I'll be able to code in Ruby as effortlessly as I can in PHP. He then made me get even more specific about each of those three things, breaking them down into bits. How many chapters in those four books? How many per day will you do? Once I had named exactly what I wanted, then he could help me. Sound familiar? You just listened to the post titled Trying to Pursue Many Different Directions at Once and Get Specific, both by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. I think I mentioned this at every Siver Sunday, but I feel like I have weird random connections to Derek, and if you'd like to hear that story, you can check out episode 44. He's a real unique guy and someone that gave away about $20 million, so it's always worth hearing what he has to say, and I love reading his short posts to you. I thought these two go hand in hand since one is talking about going into too many different directions and the other is about getting more specific, two different approaches to a similar theme. But anyway, I'm giving away a book by The Minimalists in about 1 week, and if you want to be in the drawing to win it, you got to join my free weekly newsletter, and you can do that by texting the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222, or you can join through my site, oldpodcast.com, where you can also choose to contribute to this podcast to help keep it going. But the easiest way to get in, simply text OPTIMAL to 44222, and you'll have a chance to win the book, Minimalism, Live a Meaningful Life. And speaking of The Minimalists, I'll be reading two posts from them tomorrow, both on the theme of productivity. So I'll see you there for Minimalist Monday, where your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.